You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Given the concerns out there about how the word unique is being used, it seems like one-off could be a good option. But there are concerns about one-off, too.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzon. Hey there, Anne.
Hello.
This week's topic comes from a listener named John. John wants to know, what is the origin of the phrase one-off? And I would like to use that, too, because this is something that I definitely say.
There is a blog out there by Ben Yagoda called Not One-Off Britishisms. And that title tells you something about where one-off comes from. One-off comes from British English. It is an import. It is a Britishism. In that way, it is a little bit like words such as ginger to refer to a redhead, which is also seen as a Britishism that has come into American English. Or, and we've talked about this on the show, to go missing. There are some Americans who really don't like that and say, that's so British, we should stop saying go missing. This is one of those things Americans can sometimes get concerned that there are British words and phrases coming into the language and the British worry about Americanisms that are going into British English. I don't think there's much to worry about, but one-off is on the list of British words, compounds that are coming into English. One-off can be a noun or it can be an adjective. You said you use this.
I do. I use it when I'm talking about something that is going to happen once. Like if I'm filling in for Morning Edition host Doug Tribou just for one day, I might just say it's a one-off instead of doing it, you know, two or three days in a row.
So there you're using it as a noun, as in that's a one-off. Or you could say it's a one-off event. There it would be an adjective. There has been a theory out there that one-off is a mistake based on one of a kind and that the one of became one-off. But that's not true. One-off actually comes from manufacturing, and the idea is that it's about the number of products that come off a mold or a pattern. So if it's a one-off, then it's the prototype. There's just one. But you could also have 200 off. And you could think of that being sort of off the assembly line. Here's a quote from 1970 from the Oxford English Dictionary. Without barrier coats, mold breakdown can start after 60 units off. And that's the idea of the 60 off, 20 off, one off. There's only one. Now, why would Americans use one off? Why not use unique? Now, I can't completely answer this, but potentially relevant is the fact that unique is undergoing some meaning shifts. For many speakers, unique no longer only means one of a kind. It can just mean really interesting.
Really unique.
Well, and that's how we know that unique has weakened, because you will hear it's so unique. It's very unique. It's more unique than this other thing. Now, if it can be very unique, clearly it's not one of a kind, because if it's one of a kind, it's one of a kind. I wouldn't worry about this word shift meaning over time, but once unique weakens, one-off gives us a way to say it's one of a kind. It's a one-off. Only one like it.
Well, this segment was definitely not a one-off. We will be back next week with more language questions answered. Thanks so much, Anne.
Can hardly wait to see you next Sunday.
Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.